participate in your planning and zoning process. Let me assure you that anyone who wishes to speak on an application will be given the opportunity to do so at the appropriate time and in accordance with the rules of the commission. Speaking of the rules of the commission, allow me to direct your attention to our esteemed counsel to my left and your right, who has a few well-chosen words to share with you about the way we conduct our meetings and the way we would like you to conduct yourselves.
Thank you, Chairman Wheatley. As the chairman stated, this is the time for the scheduled public hearings before the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission, as shown on tonight's agenda. These proceedings are conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the commission's meeting to view the commission's deliberations and the votes on the pending applications. In addition, these proceedings are broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Everyone in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, and no applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please don't do anything that distracts from these proceedings, and we ask that you follow the directions of the chairman. Also, if you have a telephone or similar device, we ask that you turn it off or switch it to silent service. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chairman, and the director will review the application and describe any agency comments or correspondence that's been received. Then the applicant will present and explain its application to the commission and may present any relevant exhibits and testimony in support of the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, the chairman will invite public comment. Supporters will go first, followed by any opponents. If there is a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we ask that they identify themselves and speak first. Whenever coming to speak to the commission, please come up to the podium up in the front and identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. The chairman has the authority to set reasonable time limits on testimony from the applicant and the audience, and he has the authority to terminate testimony from anyone that is irrelevant or unduly repetitive. Also, Sussex County and its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap or disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. Finally, no direct questioning or cross-examination of the applicant, supporters, or opponents will be permitted. Any questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission may direct the question to the appropriate person if necessary. There will be no rebuttal by the applicant unless requested or permitted by the commission. An individual supporting or opposing the application will only be allowed one opportunity to speak to the commission. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir, we thank you. Our first public hearing is subdivision number 2017-1, Bayless Estates Phase 2, Intrinsic Financial LLC.
This is a major subdivision for the creation of a cluster subdivision. The cluster subdivision is for the creation of 37 additional single-family lots with private roads and open space. The property is located on the northeast side of Mount Joy Road, Route 297, approximately 1,243 feet north of John J. Williams Highway, Route 24, Millsboro. The tax parcel is District 234, Map 29, Parcel 42. The zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential District. Staff would note that it's a major subdivision. It did go through our TAC process. We did receive comments from the Sussex Conservation District, the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division, and they did note that it is in a sewer district. We received comments back from the Fire Marshal, DENREC sections, which include wetlands and sabaqueous land section, fish and wildlife. We also received comments from DelDOT. The DeLoac Electric Co-op said they're able to serve, and we also received comments from Public Health. Staff would note that the original application was 2004-55, and it contained 99 lots, and at that time, they reserved this area that the new additional lots were going on for sewer capacity. Since they now have sewer, county sewer, they no longer need that area and are requesting to add those additional 36 lots into that, or 37 lots into that application. Thank you.
All right, we thank you. Chair recognizes Mr. Fuquay.
Good evening, Mrs. Stevenson, gentlemen. For the record, my name is James Fuquay. I'm an attorney here in Georgetown, and I am representing the applicant. And I have not appeared before you in several months, so I do want to professionally introduce myself to Mrs. Stevenson and let her know that I do appear before the commission on occasion.
We'll let her know you're actually a lawyer.
Right, tonight, actually, I'm going to have three of those occasions because I do represent the applicants on all three of your public hearings.
A triple header. Right.
And I also want to mention that I'm a little bit disoriented because everybody seems to be sitting in a different seat than I remember. So if I act more confused than normal, you'll understand why.
You just have to stop by more often, Mr. Fuqua. You just, you know.
Again, as to this application, I do represent the applicant Intrinsic Financial LLC. With me is Mike Cotton of Cotton Engineering. An exhibit book was submitted that I assume everyone has a copy of. Yep. And as stated, this is an application basically for a revision of an approved 99-lot single-family subdivision. The subdivision is named Bayless Estates. And what's being proposed is the addition of 37 single-family lots, which would result in 136 single-family lots in the subdivision. No additional land is being incorporated into the development, and the additional 37 lots will be located on land that is currently part of the subdivision, which, as I will explain, has become available for development. Some site work has started on the approved subdivision, but no lots have been sold, and the land is still all owned by the applicant. The property is located on the north side of Mount Joy Road. It's approximately 1,500 feet northwest of Route 24 and the Mount Joy Road intersection. That intersection is where the Mary Mother of Peace Catholic Church is and the Royal Farm Store. I'm going to review the history of the original Bayless Estate subdivision, which will explain the background and the basis for the application before you tonight. The original Bayless Estate subdivision was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission on October 18, 2006. That was approved as a 99 single-family lot AR cluster subdivision, and minutes of that P&Z meeting are in the exhibit book. The site was not located in a Sussex County Sanitary Sewer District, so a central on-site sewer treatment plant and disposal system were designed and planned for the development. DENREC had issued an approved feasibility statement for the facility, which was to be operated by Tidewater Utilities, a public utility company. And I think, as everyone will recall, in late 2006, early 2007, there were increasing signs that the economy was heading into a downturn, and rather quickly that downturn turned into a serious full-blown economic recession. As you remember, basically all development, construction, and planning pretty much stopped in its tracks. Sussex County Council eventually approved several time extensions on approved pending projects in order to try to preserve the jobs and economic benefits associated with those developments, and everyone tried to ride out the that economic period, and some did and some didn't. Bayless Estates did make it, and the final plan of the 99 single-family lot subdivision was approved on January 10, 2013, almost 7 years after the preliminary approval. Now, during that seven-year period, one significant positive development did occur, and that was that the site gained access to the Sussex County Sanitary Sewer Service, which was extended into this area, and the subdivision could now be served as part of the Oak Orchard Sanitary Sewer District. And there is a letter from the Sussex County Engineering Department in the exhibit book. With the county sewer availability, the on-site treatment plant and disposal area were no longer needed for that use, and that, of course, is the basis for tonight's application, which proposes an additional 37 single-family lots in the general area that had been reserved for the sewer facilities on the original plan. And let's see if I remember how to operate this. Basically, well, you can see right here, the area that where the sewer was going to be was down in this area here. And that is the area where the new lots are being proposed. As to the site plan, as I said, the 37 lots are basically located where the on-site system was going to be. which is the southeast corner of the property. The new lots will have access from Mount Joy Road through the approved entrance for the development. The area of the new lots will connect to the development internally at two street locations. One is at the East Catherine Court, which is here by the clubhouse, and then the other one is over here, which is the East Henry Place. The new streets in this section will be private. They will be built to county specifications. They will have sidewalks on both sides of the street and street lights, and that will be consistent with the approved section of the development. There are three small additional stormwater areas that will be created to collect and treat the additional stormwater runoff. I do want to mention that the development's overall stormwater management design was oversized to address and accommodate stormwater issues that existed in this area, not just on this site, but in this general area. And construction of the development stormwater management system will not only properly manage the stormwater on the site, but also benefit the surrounding areas. The additional 37 lots, they vary in size from 7,500 square feet to 16,000 square feet. The average lot size is approximately 10,000 square feet, and that is consistent with the other lots in the approved section. There is a 30-foot forested buffer that was already provided as part of the original subdivision, and that will be provided and remain. As I explained, central sewer will be provided by Sussex County. As indicated in the subdivision review comments dated January 22, 2017, from the County Engineering Office, the system design assumption for this area is a maximum of 4 units per acre. The revised development that's being proposed has a density of 1.8 units to the acre. As I said, the site is in the Oak Orchard Sanitary Sewer District, and the system capacity is available for this site. The property is in the Indian River School District, and fire protection is provided by the Indian River Volunteer Fire Company. And I think, as you are all familiar, extensive shopping and services are available nearby on Route 24. All of the parcel is zoned AR1 under the county zoning ordinance. Section 115.25B provides that land zoned AR1 that is served by central sewer and water can be developed utilizing the cluster development option. And that option provides that the number of lots permitted is determined by dividing the gross density by 21,780 square feet, which is a density of 2 units to the acre. 30% of the site must be maintained in some form of open space. This site itself contains a total of 75.48 acres that would permit approximately 150 lots at 2 lots to the acre. Our proposed subdivision will contain 136 lots, less than the maximum permitted. And the ordinance requires a 30% open space. Our proposed subdivision will contain over 34 acres of open space, which is approximately 46% of the site. Again, well in excess of the minimum required. The exhibit book that was submitted contains a statement addressing the items listed in section 99.9C of the subdivision ordinance. I will submit to you proposed findings and conditions for your consideration. Janelle, would you bring this? And in summary, I think it's a pretty straightforward application. By the property becoming part of a county sewer district, the reserve land became available. It's no longer needed for its intended purpose. And the overall development of this site is in accordance with the cluster provisions of the AR district in the zoning ordinance. That's everything I have to present, and we would be happy, Michael or I, to try to answer any questions you may have.
All right, sir. Thank you very much. We'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you, and we'll start with Mr. Hopkins.
So the entrance is the existing entrance on Mount Joy, that paved and curb?
Yeah, I haven't been down there. I'm not sure if the entrance has been built. Yeah, that'll be the same entrance.
I don't have any other questions.
Okay, thank you. Ms. Stevenson?
I was just curious about trees. How many are you working to keep them?
I think what normally is done is try to preserve as many as they can, but the truth of the matter is for construction, for roads, for different things, there are trees that are removed as part of the development process. But certainly the preservation of trees does enhance the value of the land, so that will be an effort to try to preserve what is there.
That was my main issue.
Okay. Strudson?
I have no questions. Thank you.
Ross?
The stub on Cloverleaf Woods or Farm, is there an intended use for that stub on the very bottom?
Mr. Cotton, you're a known person to me, but I need you to come up and introduce yourself for benefit of the public.
Michael Cotton, Cotton Engineering.
Yeah, and yes,
the connection stub is potential connection to future access for future.
The adjacent parcel is undeveloped, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, that's
currently undeveloped. Back when this project was originally approved preliminary, it was the preference to allow connections to potential other developments.
Developers were encouraged to have the stubs in there to connect to the adjacent properties, although my experience is that it's not really
that was before we found out that the adjacent properties didn't want them.
Yeah. that was where I was headed.
Well, it's part of the evolution. Yeah. We thought in 2006 it made sense, was a good idea, but by the time 2011 or so rolled around and some of these adjacent parcels were developed, we soon found out that it was not desirable for one development to have another development's traffic going through it. So
best laid plans of mice and men.
Yes, indeed.
Aren't we going through that right now?
Yes, we are.
Okay. Okay, let's not worry with that since it's not likely to happen. I was just concerned if there was a standing agreement with the adjoining property, which apparently is not, and if there was, are the roads designed to handle whatever extra flow might be generated if that should come about, but apparently that's not going to happen. The amenities, are they adequate to take up the additional units?
Yes, it's just the clubhouse. Actually, this subdivision was before you several months ago, and the Planning Commission allowed a pool, swimming pool, to be removed based on the intended market of this site, and some arrangements were made that the purchasers here possibly could join Sussex Pines as a member of the pool there if they wanted to serve in the pool. There was going to be some type of a perk to buy a lot, but they were removed. There was that and I think some walking trails. Okay. And again, this site will have solid sidewalks, so there are walking areas.
Okay, that's all. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thank you. Ms. Walls?
None for me, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Mr. Bradaway?
None, thank you.
Okay, Ms. Cornwell?
None, thank you.
Okay, Counselor?
None this time, thanks.
All right, then. Thank you, Mr. Fuquay. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2017-1 Bayless Estates Phase 2? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2017-1? Okay, we'll start right up here in the front in the navy blue shirt. Come on up, give us your name, and you may have the floor. Also, there's a sign-in sheet there. I think the new
sign-in sheet when I came in.
Yeah, I know. There's another one here, too. You're just...
Am I buying anything?
No, I don't think so. You're just letting us know that you spoke.
Okay. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Steve Smick, and I am a property owner at Indiantown Farm.
Hold that against you.
Wanted to speak to you briefly about Proposition 2. Was it 2017-1? Back in 2006, when Bayless, the first part of Bayless was planned, the contractors, the people who were in charge of the legal department, everything met with our Indian Town Farm discuss the possible impact on our development. It's quite a large development that's coming right alongside of ours, and we're really worried about how it's going to impact us. Traffic-wise, possibility of we've had flooding in the area before. I know some steps have been taken to try to alleviate some of the problems, but we've never really sat down with anybody and talked to them about this. We had worked out a really, it was an amicable agreement as to what we would do to help them and what they would also do to make sure that we were safe from flooding and things of that nature. But that was back in 2006. So far as I know, and the president of our association is here today, and she says that no one has contacted her. We would like to have some opportunity to sit down and talk with someone from Bayless to make sure that, you know, at least some of our interests, and I've got over 3 acres of ground, and some of our property owners have over 5 acres of ground, that they're going to be protected. That's basically all I have to say right now, but if there is any questions, I appreciate it.
I don't have any questions. I don't think anyone has any questions for you. However, while you're right here, I'm going to ask Mr. Cotton and perhaps Mr. Fuquay, but definitely Mr. Cotton, to have a chat with you at some point, either this evening. Mr. Fuquay may have a few comments right now.
And, yes, if we can get Mr.
Smick.
Mr. Smick's telephone number. Certainly get in touch with him. There, I do want to mention, there was a memorandum of understanding that the HOA and the developer entered into, which is
way
in existence.
Yeah, back in 2006.
Right. And I've kind of got involved in this application late, so I don't know. I didn't realize there hadn't been any update or discussion with the HOA. But
you're originally from Wilmington, aren't you?
I am, yes.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to ask you to take this outside.
But we'll get in touch with you.
We're really not supposed to allow cross-examination and all that stuff, but I don't think this falls in that category. I think this falls in the category of trying to exchange information and get along, and
that's what we'd like to see people do.
That's
what we intend to do, sir.
Well, I'm certain if there was a memorandum of understanding 10 years ago, apparently a lot of conversation took place at some point that got reduced to a memorandum. So by all means, if you would share your contact information with these gentlemen, and I'm certain, in fact, I'm going to ask them to please make sure you follow up with Mr. Smick and with the association as well to just to make sure that things are still in place and that you're still protected.
You know, we have the largest land area mm-hmm. in the state of Delaware. We just have to manage it wisely. And that's what we were trying to do with Bayless in the beginning in 2006.
We've had a lot of people tell us that.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
My son tells me that, too.
Is that right? You're better looking than he is, I will tell you that.
He looks like his mother. He's better.
Oh, well, in that case, he's definitely better.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. See you. Okay, who's next? Yes, sir. Come on up.
I live on Mountjoy Road, about half a mile from the entrance to Bayless.
Uh-huh.
And I'm wondering what the rush is on this.
Wondering what the what?
The rush is. Why does this have to be done now? Can't we wait to see what the impact is on traffic once the original allotment is built and people are living there? It's an adventure for me to cross Mountjoy as it is to check my mail. Mm-hmm. I don't want it to get worse.
Mm-hmm.
And I know they say there's no impact on traffic. That's ridiculous. Mountjoy is a small two-lane road. Also, you're going to need to restrict speeds, maybe down to 35 miles an hour. When you have that many people trying to turn in and out, it can be an adventure to turn into my driveway.
Mm-hmm.
People on my tail when they go 60 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just, you know, my wife and I feel that you don't need to do this right now. We can wait.
Okay. All right, but thank you.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. I think I saw another hand, too. Somebody else? Yes, ma'am. Come on up.
I'm Marie Tolman. I live two doors away from the proposed development on Mountjoy Road.
Okay.
I'm concerned. The original approval was given back in or well, the beginning of it was back in 2006. So they would have done traffic studies and stuff back then, right?
Well, I'd have to review the file. I don't know if a traffic impact study was part of that application or not.
But that's
it wasn't
10 years old.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do they update it before they add 37 new houses with two cars each?
Apparently it's not a requirement. State doesn't require it. We don't require it.
Okay. My second concern is the water. When we get heavy rain, mm-hmm. the property right across the street from that entrance a few years ago was standing with water almost all winter long. And I'm concerned till they're done pushing everything around and building houses and being two doors away, my nice dry lot that drains real well isn't going to. And who do I go to when it doesn't?
Well, you would start with the Soil Conservation District, but if the water that you're concerned about today, do you really know where that's coming from? Is it coming off of this site, you know?
Well, I've lived there 8 years and I've never had a problem with
water. I understand.
The way things are now.
I understand. And what I'm getting ready to tell you is that the law requires them, if it's approved, it hasn't been approved yet, but if it's approved, the law requires them to contain their stormwater runoff on their site. They have to either contain it, and if they have an outfall, which means a ditch or something, they have to cause it to flow into that ditch in such a fashion that it doesn't flood. This may require a system of storm ponds or swales on their site, whatever it requires, but there is a pretty elaborate process for handling the storm water. So there certainly shouldn't be an impact to you from this site. And the reason I'm saying that is that sometimes folks come in and tell us they have water and they think it's coming from one place, but it's really coming from another place. I hear what you're saying. You don't have water now. You don't want water later.
Exactly.
Okay. Got it.
I have enough anecdotal stories that even though that's what the plan is, that's mm-hmm. not how it always works out.
Well, I think that's true, or at least was true in earlier years. In more recent years, I think we've tightened up those regulations, or the state has substantially, and I think those instances where flooding is caused by a new development are pretty rare these days. So,
what about the traffic? How do I get that answer? I mean, since I've lived there, the traffic on 24 has gotten horrendous. And now you're talking adding that many more vehicles to that road.
I understand.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, over here, and then we'll go over this side. We've got one over there. So you first, and then we'll come over this way.
Good evening. My name is Sterling Street. My wife Mary and I own the adjoining property that's on the John J. Williams end of the development.
Okay.
One of my concerns is that the new lots that are going to be constructed are going to actually adjoin our property now.
Uh-huh.
And I was wondering, I heard them say something about a 30-foot buffer. Is that going to be a 30-foot forested buffer from our line over to there?
Yes, it will. It's a requirement.
By code, it's required.
By code, it's required okay. By code.
And it will be forested?
It will be.
Okay.
That's probably an improvement, honestly, since the time it was originally approved, because the buffer requirements, they're going with the 30 feet, which is now 20 feet, so that you're actually getting more than if it came in clean. And I think since then the buffer requirement was beefed up with the type of landscaping that's required, and that has to be provided as part of the plans that they'll be submitting for review and approval as well.
And I know when they start clearing the woods, I'm sure that there's going to have to be a lot of dirt brought in. Now, is that elevation of this land going to be higher than my land? And if so, what will they do about the runoff onto my land?
Well, same answer as before. We really don't know because I don't know what the elevation of your lot is. So I really don't know if they're going to be
right
higher
now. We don't have a problem.
Or lower.
Yeah.
Well, the law requires them to make it so that you don't have a problem afterward either. And if there is an issue, either during construction or post-construction, I would urge you to contact them or contact the Soil Conservation Service, because the Soil Conservation Service will be inspecting the work on a regular basis out there, and they are very sensitive to complaints. So if you have an issue...
Yeah, I've been to them once for the property in back of us.
Okay.
My other question is, they said there's still sewer access there, but they have not put any sewer lines up our road. Where's the sewer coming from? Pardon?
All right, hold on now. Hold on. If you're going to testify, you got to come up here and do it. But yeah, I do want to.
They have not put any pipes at all.
There's two existing sanitary force mains that run along Mount Joy Road on the opposite side. We're going to tie into one of those force mains with our new pumping station.
But where are the force mains located?
They run along Mount Joy Road.
On Mount Joy Road.
The south side of Mount Joy Road.
Mm-hmm. And there are records of this existing.
Yes, there's an existing 12-inch and an existing 16-inch.
And this ties into the sewer, the Oak Orchard sewer mains.
Correct. It goes out further down Mount Joy Road.
All righty, I'll sign my name. Thank you.
Okay. Yes, ma'am, over here. Come on up. Okay, if you would sign in for us and give us your name. And
my name is Natasha Norwood Carmine, and I come with two hats today.
Okay.
I co-reside in the state of Delaware with a residence in Sussex County at 26405 Peaceful Way, which is just off of Mount Joy Road.
Okay.
And I do not feel that Mount Joy Road can contain or handle the traffic that will be brought about by this development and other developments in our community. Last year, there was a detour at the Mount Air Bridge that created traffic to find and to use Mount Joy Road for getting to work wherever. And as a result of that, my husband and I have noticed how the edges of Mount Joy Road have been chipped off and not yet repaired. The tractor trailers, the vehicles, the heavy vehicles, even now that people have found Mount Joy Road, it used to be just the back way to Georgetown from Oak Orchard and Millsboro, but now it's a throughfare for everyone coming looking for a shortcut to get to the beach, whether it's coming off of Route 30 or whatever have you. And our traffic has grown to the point that 130-plus homes with two vehicles probably on the average per home, to me, is not feasible for the infrastructure we currently have. And as an individual who co-resides, born and raised in Sussex County, that is of great concern to me. And I just want that to be known on the record.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
My other hat is a headdress. I am chief of the Nanticoke Indian Tribe. And my concern is, as I have just been installed as chief in 2016, January of 2016, so I wasn't here during the phase one approvals, but have archaeological surveys and digs been done on these properties, and will they be done? And if there are human remains found, will they be respectfully treated according to the law?
Well, I think the law requires that.
I just want it to be of record
sure.
that I have asked to represent my people and to protect my people.
Okay.
And this is sacred to us.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Okay, anyone else wish to speak? Okay, going once. Anyone on the commission have any questions?
Okay, there being no further questions, no further speakers, we'll close the public hearing.
No, wait, don't close it yet. I just want to, because we have people who are still supposed to be talking after this, is this something, can we keep it open just for that, to make sure that the memorandum of understanding is still good? I mean, if they're changing that, or are we good on that?
That's not something we would expect them to do this evening. They'll do that among themselves. Now, if that's something you wish to have the record left open for, you can address that when we refer back to our public hearing.
Okay.
We'll close the public hearing for now. However, the record is not closed until we refer back to it. And if you wish to leave the record open to receive something, we certainly can do that.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, is that all right?
I appreciate you explaining that.
No, it's not a problem. It's part of my job. And with that, we will close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening, see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Our next public hearing is Subdivision 2017-2, Woodfield Preserves Expansion, Thompson Shell, LLC.
This is a major subdivision for the creation of a cluster subdivision. The cluster subdivision is for the creation of 36 single-family lots with private roads and open space. The property is located on the south side of Broadkill Road, Route 16, approximately 2,184 feet east of Coastal Highway, Route 1, Milton. The tax district is District 235, Map 8, Parcel 87. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. It did go through our technical advisory process, which is our TAC process. We did receive comments from the Sussex Conservation District, DENREC, Air Quality Division, Delaware Electric Co-op. They are able to serve comments from the public health regarding water, and the Sussex County Engineering Utility Planning Division, and they note that it's not in a sewer district. We also received an exhibit booklet and a site plan. Thank you.
All right, we thank you. Mr. Fuquay, once again.
Again, for the record, my name is James Fuquay, and I represent the applicant, Thompson Shell, LLC. With me are Ben Gordy on behalf of the applicant, and Ring Lardner from Davis Bell and Friedel. An exhibit book was submitted, which I assume you all have a copy of. And as was stated, this is an application similar to the prior application, but different. This is an application for an addition of 25.94 acres of land to an existing subdivision and creation on that land of 36 new lots that will be part of that subdivision. So the new lots would be an addition to and an extension of the approved Woodfield Preserve subdivision. No lots in that subdivision have been sold yet, and all the land is owned by the applicants. The addition, as well as the approved subdivision, are located on the south side of Route 16, which is Broadkill Road. It's approximately 2,300 feet east of Route 1 with the intersection with Broadkill Road. The 25.94 acre parcel being added is located between the existing Woodfield Preserve subdivision on the east and the Rookery Golf Course on the west. The Woodfield Preserve subdivision was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission on October 9, 2008 as a 256 single-family lot cluster subdivision on 195 acres of land. The final record plan was approved by the Commission on October 28, 2011, and a revised final plan was approved on November 17, 2016, which removed three lots, which basically created the access to this piece of land. The gross density of the approved subdivision is approximately 1.3 lots to the acre, and with the addition of this piece to the subdivision, the combined gross density will be approximately the same, 1.3 lots of the acre. The addition will have access from the internal street system of Woodfield Preserve, and it will utilize, again, the same entrance to that development to Route 16. That use has been approved by DelDOT. No modifications to that currently approved entrance are required.
And can you get rid of the subdivision? The minimum lot size in the addition is 15,000 square feet, and 24 of the 36 lots are greater in size than the 15,000 square feet. Similar to the approved subdivision, the addition will have central water for domestic use and fire protection provided by Tidewater Utilities. A central sewer will be provided by Artesian Resources, and an ability to serve letter is in the exhibit book in Exhibit 8. Electric will be provided by Delaware Electric Cooperative. The streets will be private, built in accordance with the Sussex County Design and Construction Standards. The streets will be curved and guttered with street lights and sidewalks on both sides of the street, with the exception of the entrance from the existing subdivision, which will have sidewalks just on one side of the street, and that is just right. Just right here. There will be a 20-foot forested buffer and open space along the north and the south perimeters. So the north and the south would be along here and along here. And there'll be a 50-foot forested buffer along the west boundary, and that would be the area adjacent to the golf course, which has been here. The applicant is requesting a waiver of any forested buffers along the common boundary line between the approved Woodfield Preserve subdivision and this proposed addition, since this will be part of the same subdivision and buffers would not be required or needed within a subdivision itself. And regardless of that, there actually will be considerable open space and stormwater ponds actually between the lots in the approved section and this section. Owners of this new section will be the members of the same organization, the Woodfield Preserve HOA. They'll have the same rights and obligations, including use of the community amenities, as other owners. The site is in the Cape Henlopen School District, and it's in the Fire Protection Service area of the Milton Fire Company. In addition to other information in the exhibit book, there is a statement addressing the items listed in Section 99.9C of the subdivision ordinance. There's a statement addressing the cluster design considerations, and there is a response to the TAC comments. Again, I want to submit some proposed findings and conditions for your consideration. Again, in summary, this is a fairly simple application to integrate an additional parcel of land into this approved subdivision. Again, this approved subdivision has not yet been developed, and even with the addition of this piece to it, it is in full compliance with the cluster ordinance, and basically it's just a piece of land adjacent that really was not capable of being developed at the time of the original subdivision. So again, I do want to submit proposed findings and conditions for your consideration. And again, that is everything we have to present with the, other than trying to answer any questions you may have.
All right, sir, we thank you. We'll see if anyone has any questions for you, and we'll start with Ms. Stevenson.
I don't.
All right, then. Mr. Hopkins?
No questions.
Mr. Hudson?
No questions, thank you.
Mr. Ross?
No questions.
Okay, Ms. Walls?
No, thank you.
Ms. Brandaway?
No questions.
Ms. Cornwell?
None, thank you.
Counselor?
I probably should ask this on the last one, too, and on this one. So with the proposed conditions that you submitted, are they the same, do we know, as the ones that were part of the original approval?
I tried to do them as closely as I could, but there's certain things that you just can't repeat because creates an inconsistency in the whole thing. So they're tied into that. Obviously, the conditions of the original development remain binding, and that covers the construction of the amenities and things of that nature. Okay. And this is really just addressing adding that to it and saying it will be part of the same agency.
Yeah, my main concern was not doing something in here that would be inconsistent that would hang somebody up.
No, obviously.
Okay.
for your consideration and review, but that's what I tried to do to just kind of integrate them into the existing conditions.
Okay. That's all I had.
All right, sir. We thank you. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of subdivision number 2017-2, Woodfield Preserves Expansion? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2017-2? Yes, sir. Come on up. Sign in and give us your name, and you may have the floor.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Jeff Herzog. I have the property that butts up right to the new proposed to the east side down towards the bay, and I really just have one question about it, is the access road. He said that it was going to be coming in off of the development that's already in process.
Yes.
Because my understanding, I think it's where that green is that comes out to, that's Route 16 on the right-hand side there, I believe.
Yes.
The plan indicates that that is now going to be open space. That will not be an entrance onto 16, that the only access to this is going to be through the existing development.
Okay. And there is going to be central sewage and water for that.
Right? Yes, sir.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Will there be any opportunity to possibly tie in for those of us that live adjacent to that?
That would really be a question for a county engineering department. Yeah. But it's a good question.
Mr. Fuquay, is it county or is it Tidewater?
Or is it
Artesian?
Artesian. Okay.
You'll have to talk to Artesian Water Company.
Artesian Water Company would be the people to call, see if they might be able to tag you on if you want to be on.
I think it's Tidewater
Water and Artesian Sewer.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry. Okay. All right.
I'm sure Artesian would be happy to hook up anybody.
Yeah. Sure. If they're gliding by, I'm sure they would. Is there anyone else would like to speak? Anyone on commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening, see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Our next public hearing is conditional use.